Welcome to episode 38 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and today we're going to talk about the corporate reading of God's Word. Let's dive in. This week I was sitting in a meeting. We were talking about the corporate reading of God's Word. It's interesting, as you look at Christian history, one of the things that you find happening over and over is the fact that the believers would come together and the Word of God would be read. Now, this makes sense in the early church. Say, Paul writes this letter to the church in Ephesus, and obviously that body of believers came together and they would literally read out loud the words of Paul. And in that culture, the people were much more auditory. In other words, they would hear and listen to things a lot better than we do now. There's something about listening to the Word of God that is very different than just reading it. If you've ever listened to an audio Bible, that has that similarity to it. See, there's something about listening and putting yourself in the middle of the Word as you hear it that kind of gives you a whole new understanding of what is being said. In fact, if you've never listened to an audio Bible, I would encourage you to do so at some point. In fact, in the show notes for this episode, I've given several of my recommended audio Bibles for you to consider and check out. But as I was pondering this idea of the proclamation or the reading of God's Word out loud, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be interesting if maybe even just for one episode of the podcast, we had a corporate reading of God's Word. But what I want to do is I want to turn to a passage that may be a little unexpected to read on a podcast, and then we walk through several of the verses with you. So what I want to do is I want to read a selection from Psalm 119. Now, if you're like most people, you probably went, whoa, that is a really long psalm. In fact, it is the longest chapter in the entire Bible. It has 176 verses. Now, we're not going to read the entire psalm. I just want to read a selection of it to you. And the reason I want to do this is because the psalmist is just walking through saying how great the Word of God is. Now, I wish we can spend some time and actually dive into Psalm 119 and actually become one of my all-time favorite psalms. And perhaps some point in the future we'll do that. But I just want to read several of these sections to you and talk about or have you listen to this idea of the importance of the Word of God, what the Word of God is to do in your life. And it's the cry of the psalmist for all that he is desiring God to do in his life through the Word. Before we get started, I want to read Psalm 19, verse 10. The psalmist says that the law or the Word of God is to be desired more than gold. Yes, more than fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Now, I've said this countless times before, but honey in that day and age was the sweetest thing they knew. And there's this idea of, the richness of God's Word. And if I could put it in our modern context, it's like saying, wow, dark chocolate. The Word of God is sweeter than dark chocolate. Oh, it is so rich and amazing. It just melts upon your mouth. Oh, desire it even more than gold. And that is what the psalmist in Psalm 119 is declaring. He is saying, wow, the Word of God is important. It is absolutely sufficient for your life. So, as a way of just proclaiming the Word of God, I just want you to listen to the Word of God being proclaimed. So this is selections from Psalm 119. The psalmist says this, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity, and they walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I'm a stranger in the earth, and do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servants meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, and I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Uphold me according to your word that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. Oh, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Again, that's just a collection of verses from Psalm 119. What a powerful chapter in the Word. And of course, the psalmist is just declaring, your word is sufficient. Your word is my constant meditation. Your word is my daily delight. Your word is to be my every moment and focus of my life. What would it look like if you truly were saturated and focused on the word like that? What if you were a sponge plunged into a bucket of water called the Word of God? What if the Word truly was your delight and it was as sweet as honey or dark chocolate upon your mouth? Again, I love the very beginning, verses 9 through 11, where the psalmist says, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can a young man literally walk in purity and righteousness? Well, the answer is by taking heed or by living according to the Word. And then he goes on in verse 10 and says, with my whole heart, I have sought you. Is that true in your life? Do you truly love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind? Do you fully 100% go after him? Are you obsessed with who he is? Oh, with my whole heart, I have sought you. And let me not wander from your commandments. Let me not stray from your truth, O God. And then verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Have you really taken the word of God and implanted it within your life so that it is with you day and night? Do you meditate upon his precepts? Do you delight in his law? Do you just focus upon his word? Can I encourage you to do that? There's something about the proclamation or the reading of God's word that is so powerful when you hear it. And again, I encourage you, if you haven't ever listened to the Word of God, hey, grab an audio Bible and begin to listen to the Word, because there's something neat. And of course, if you can read it at the same time, that's obviously a benefit. But when I'm driving or as I'm doing dishes or that kind of thing, I just love turning on Scripture, because sometimes just hearing it brings something to mind that you somehow miss at times when you're just reading it. So whether you read it or whether you hear it, would you let your focus be the Word today? Would you let Jesus just be the delight of your life? And would you get to know him more intimately through your time in the Word? I highly, highly encourage you to do that. And again, for some recommended audio Bibles, there's a list of those in the show notes of this episode. Well, in today's Bravehearted Voices segment, I want to play you a sermon by one of my all-time favorite communicators. This is A.W. Tozier, and he's preaching a sermon called He Must Increase, obviously talking about the fact that Jesus must increase in our lives. So here's a clip from the sermon by A.W. Tozier called He Must Increase.
Jesus increases and I decrease. From here on tonight, he gets bigger and bigger and I get smaller and smaller. Where's the rare soul that can hear it? The rare soul. But I tell you that your spiritual life, the depth of it, the intensity of it, the quality of it, the everlastingness of it will depend upon where you stand on this. Depend upon whom you're promoting. How many of you want to come down here and receive something? I'm sure that there would be a great number come. Because God's children are always picking up whatever they can, you know, go to one camp meeting and another, getting blessed here and getting blessed there and picking up something here. Always getting something, but never getting rid of anything. Our difficulty is right there. We want to receive before we have emptied ourselves. You can't fill a full vessel. You have to empty it first. So if I were to say, how many want to come and get? You'd come and get. But tonight I want to say how many want to come and empty yourself. I wonder how many it'll be. Usually it's not very many. But if we tonight set our faith and keep on saying, my motto is decrease, decrease, decrease. And at the same time, my motto for him is increase, increase, increase.
As just a final reminder, as Tozer said and as the psalmist in Psalm 119 declares, would you allow Jesus to increase in your life? Would you just let him be the delight and the meditation of your every moment of every day? Would you be obsessed with the Word of God in text and the Word of God in person? Well, know that I'm cheering you on unto that end. And thanks for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including a link to listen to the entire sermon by A.W. Tozer, as well as the recommended list of audio Bibles, please visit deeperchristian.com/38 for episode number 38. And until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.